This is Wade Renth here with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Two legal scholars examining the Supreme Court confirmation process going back to 1939 found that only one other nominee has been less responsive than Neil Gorsuch, and that was Abe Fortas, whose nomination failed. Parents and observational studies put the number of conflicts between young siblings, 7 and under, at 3 to 7 per hour. Union workers now earn about 20% more than non-union workers in similar jobs. This union premium has held steady since the 1930s. One judge ruled for the release of former President Lula Silva in Brazil, and another blocked the release, setting up a legal and political firestorm in the country. The U.S. delegation at the UN, embracing the interest of infant formula manufacturers, upended deliberations thought to be routine to support breastfeeding for babies. American officials sought to water down the resolution by removing language that called on governments to promote and support breastfeeding, and another passage that called on policymakers to restrict the promotion of food products that many experts say can have deleterious effects on young children. Ethiopian Prime Minister traveled to Eritrea, once a bitter adversary, and agreed to normalize ties after an unprecedented summit. The rapprochement between the two neighbors could have far-reaching consequences for improving the stability of the Horn of Africa, which is home to several conflicts and environmental crises. Nationwide, summer nights have warmed at least twice the rate of days, with overnight low temperatures increasing 1.4 degrees Fahrenheit per century since 1895, when national temperature records began, compared to a daytime high increase of 0.7 degrees per century. Nights have warmed faster than days during other seasons as well. Twitter will begin removing tens of millions of suspicious accounts from users' followers, signaling a major new effort to restore trust on the popular but embattled platform. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey ordered in a memorandum to the state controller that payments of certain funds related to jail food no longer be made to the sheriffs personally. Instead, the governor wrote, the money must be paid to county general funds or official accounts, cutting off a gravy train for the sheriffs. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.